Justin Fluke now joined by Coach David Boucher, talking Rome Valley girls basketball. Lady Panthers finished the regular season 7-13, three of those wins in the Big 7 League. Almost another last Friday night, Coach, against Sabetha at home. Man, led a lot through the majority of that contest. I think jumped out early to an 11-2, 13-2 advantage. And as it turned out, Sabetha scored the final 4 points of the game there in the last seconds. Big 3-point play and free throw to win it. But another competitive game in the Big 7, right? Another close, low-scoring affair, and just ended up on the wrong end of it with a couple plays down the stretch that made the difference.
Yeah, you know, our league, we have so many great teams and great communities and great coaches that if you come in here and compete and get after it, you're going to be in a lot of games, but you have to play really well to win those games. And we played really well at times, and we led 30 minutes of the 32 game minutes, but you know, it just wasn't quite enough.
You had the game then last night against Silver Lake to wrap up the regular season, a team that, for whatever good or bad, I guess, you'll turn right around and play again to begin sub-state next week. Obviously, Silver Lake, one of the top teams in the entire state, and anything that stood out, I guess, in that, you probably played it a little bit differently, I would imagine, knowing that that was going to be the rematch again with the more important game now next week.
Yeah, I think it, you know, what stands out is the Big Seven is a solid conference from top to bottom. We have a lot of complete teams, you know, but you know, Silver Lake is at this time is really solid as well, and they do a lot of nice things. I thought our team executed and got after it. You know, it was senior night, so we had some different festivities, and we had players playing some roles that they don't maybe normally do, just you know, to celebrate our seniors. And try to put them in the right, in the best possible situation. You know, all five of the seniors scored. That was kind of our game plan early, and try to get people touches and try to execute what we need to execute. And then we play a game. And I thought we did really well in a lot of areas. I thought we shot the ball fairly well. We had 10 turnovers, which is our goal, and we've gotten that back to back games, and so that's good to see.
You bet. Now, as you turn your attention solely on Substate next week and another rematch against Silver Lake, what are some things, I guess, that you feel like will be key for this team and trying to put together the best game of the season now with it on the line next week?
You know, we talk a lot about, you know, playing hard and playing together and doing those things, and that translates to a lot of things on the basketball court. You know, when you play hard and you play together, you block out and you rebound, and that's going to be key. You know, we got out-rebounded last night by Silver Lake, which is a really good rebounding team. They're really long with, 6'3", 6'1", in their starting lineups. And so you really got to get after, and you got to team rebound, and you got to play hard, and you got to play together, and that's what we talk about. But also we got to play hard and play together on the offensive end and sharing the ball. We had 11 assists, which is maybe two more than our average-ish. And so we played hard and played together there. We got to continue to move the ball around and share the ball, get inside, get outside. And I think those are keys to our game plan next week.
Hopefully at full strength next week. Best of luck, Coach, as you head into Substate. Thanks for taking time to join us talking Panther Hoops here on the radio each week.
Thanks, Justin.
Coach Boucher of the Roll Valley Girls. We'll talk Panther Boys basketball next.